And daf samach zayin amit beis. Five lines from the bottom. Av kahane v'rav pope v'rav ashi loy ochli benach yoso. These three amiroim did not eat benach yoso. In Pashtus, we're speaking about Ba'ascha the Mesalki. And they did not eat Benach Yosa. Ravina Ochil Benach Yosa. And Ravina ate Benach Yosa. He will, when we'll get to Taisus, we'll explain this Gemara a little better. Omar Marzutre, my time at the Manda Ochel Benach Yosef. What is the time of Ravine who ate Benach Yosef? He said, what is Nach Yosef? Nach Yosef is, we deduct Achila of each year at a cheap price. And perhaps there's a Cheshbon, we can understand this cheap price because we're deducting from the Chayv. No payers will grow. So it's a suffix bachlau if there will be payers, if there won't be payers. So we deduct this benach yosef. So that means, so let's speak about the case. He lent him $100. We took a mashkin. Okay, we're speaking about Ba'ascha the Mesalki. And we're deducting each year $20 from the chayv, and most probably the payers that will grow on this mashkanta will be worth $80 a year. He's getting a booming revach, but there's a possibility that maybe he won't get anything. So he's renting the schus achilas payers for $20. Ravina was Mata, and Avkana, Varapopa, Varavashi, Loyochli. So Mazuto says, what is the time of Ravina? Midi dahave asteya chuzet. This is similar to steya chuzet. Steya chuzet lavafo gav de koocho peri tuve. Omar Rachmone Koporik Lova Arbo Zuzi Ochinami Loishna. Let us see Rashi. Mazuta brings a very interesting raya. Stay Achuze, Sarashi says Shomro Toiro, Riftoiso Mina Hegdish Lufia Shonim Shad Hayoyu. For person is Magdish, a Stay Achuze. So, he could be paid it back. He could be paid it back from Hegdish. And there's a, the pinyon is, Hamishim Shekel Lebeis Zera Chayma Sa'irim. You could be paid it for 50 shekels. And 50 shekel for an area that you could be Zereya Akusairim. A shekel and a pudyin ashona comes out. So that's what Rashi says, Liktoisam in a Hegdish, Rafiya Shonim, Shada Yoivul, Serla Pudyin Lashona, Krichetman Chamishin Shekel. For each area, which is a very big area, it could be Zereya, Akur, Sairem. So you pay that each year for a sell or punyin. That means if he's paid it from Hegdish, so he's getting a whopping bargain. That means you were to a Magdish, a Sadeh, and they've been paid it from Hegdish at a very, very cheap rate. that means for an area that you could be say Reya Kusairim, and the profits are could be very great, you could be paid it for the sell and the punyas, which is a very small amount of money. Porklay, kaporklay ba'arba zuzi, amarachmon the kaporkla ba'arba zuzi, for each year it can be paid there, this whole area behind the cellar. It can be paid there, this whole area for mamish a fraction of what the profits are going to be. So, hochi nami loishna. So, Rashi explains as follows. The chazinin, what is pshat in this? It's a moir of the kizach. That we have something that belongs to Hegdish, and you're buying it back from Hegdish, and the Torah gave a very cheap price with for every area that you can be Sereya, Kul Seirim, you paid it for a seller, Pudyon Lishon. So what pshat in this? So we see that the Torah said, that's back in the value. Because who knows that if anything will grow? The chazin and the heichet, the yayrid l'safik, a person is being yayrid l'safik. He's being paid the akarke, v'naysein mois, sela l'shone, safik hiya b'peiret, safik l'hiya b'peiret. Havizvini mikore, umifrit b'achi. So you can buy such a karke, And this is the price. The Torah gave such a price. So we see the Torah was makir, that the value of a karka, which the value of the karka is dependent in asidis, if it will grow, if it won't grow, could be it will have a tremendous value. Could be there'll be a complete loss. So the Torah gave a shear of a seller of pundian for this karke. So Vaistachois, the Torah was Mishayef, that's how much it's worth. You're getting it a gamble, that's how much it's worth. So Mela Samazutra said, so Nechiyoso is the same. The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, he lent him $100, and he got a mashkin, and he's in Nechiyoso, and it's We're making a cheap price each year, and others say it looks like ribbis. We see Rapopa, Rapkanda, Ravashi, Yasas, it looks like ribbis. He says it's not ribbis. That is, we see the Torah recognize this investment that there's a gamble. You have no idea what is going to grow. And the Torah said, you've been paid from Hegdish. Hegdish is this Rishus Gavoya. And the Torah says, well, if you want to purchase it from Hegdish, that's the price. So it seems that is a fair price, taking everything into consideration. So if that's a fair price, so why should it be Ribbis? Why should it be called Ribbis? That was the Raya to Mazutra. Fine. Umanda osa, but we have three amirayim that asa. So what's with Masutra's raya? Oh, maloch, stay achuza hegdishi. Don't tell me a market price in pidyon hegdish have the same guidelines. There it's hegdish, berachmono ukme apidyon hoche. That's adim pidyon hegdish. So they bring down Rabbi Yonis and Milinilsa's pidyon hegdish, Shava mona shechila shava pruta mechulo. Shava mona, not no futures, nothing. Shava mona shechila shava pruta mechulo. And pidyon hegdish has nothing to do with true values. You take off the kedusha from the thing and becomes chulin. That's pidyon hegdish. That's not, that you can't learn out chishemish b'dikya values from stay achuzah. That's hegdish, the Torah said that's how you paid it. אומר לך סדיחו זה הקדשי, ואחמונו אוק מהפידיין, so that's פידיין הקדש. That is not the value of a future. That is פידיין הקדש, that שווה מונה, שחילה שווה פרוטה, מחולו. But over here you lend him money and you're making a casual will pay up for $20 a year. You're getting payments that are worth $80. Most probably they'll be worth $80. That's Mexican ribbis. So it's also a kaponim al tavak ribbis. Or less. We'll see. A Mexican ribbis. This is the Gemara. What's Hirashi? Some lava vobe pidyin talyim ils. It's talyim pidyin. It's nabachmon ukme ya hai pidyin. I'm a bochi nitzrak. You pointed the hegdish. Fine. That's the Gemara. Now, we have a very yesodistic etosvis, which we will perhaps understand the Gemara a little deeper. Ravina ochel benachyosa. So this is Poshet speaking about the Pashtus, Shitas Rashi. We had until now, Rove was Mata, Ovma, Rove Breda, Yosef, Shmei, the Rove, Haim, Meshkanta, Ba'ascha, the Mesalki, Reinechel, Ela, Benach, Yosef. It's Ascha, the Mesalki, so it's not a real Mecher. Ascha, the Lei, Mesalki, is a Mecher. Sold. There's no halvo, there's a mecher. I'm giving this money as the mea mekach. And later, you can be paid it, so I'll sell you back. But it's a mecher, there's no halvo whatsoever. That's ascha de loy misalki. Ascha de misalki means whenever you want to come, you give me the money, you get back the kalka, that's ascha de misalki. So there we see the halvo is very much in existence. It's not a mecher, it's a halvo. Whenever he wants, he comes and half al pi came. The Gemara said before, Amashkanta ba'ascha de misalki, reinechel ela benachyosa. You need nachyosa, since it's a halvo, so you need nachyosa. But nachyosa is good. Then this is a member of Rav. Vitzuv midarabona. That's what poshet yid amainam. Tzuvim mid rabbonan, afal benach yosa loyneich, man ha'ish, nipe benach yosa. That's a heta for a poshiti. Ela b'mayneich, so more for said b'kitzus, and then the Gemara said b'mashkanta desur. That was the Gemara before. Ravina ochel benach yosa. Toisves, aime. Ravine. Le'el amrinen, tzuvim mid rabbonan, afal benach yosa loyneich. So what is Pshat and Ravine? Before we hear that there's a Shulchan Aruch for the Mainam, there's a Shulchan Aruch for Tzuva Mirabonam. Ravine, Ocha Benach Yosa. Ba'oi, the La'el Iflagi B'kitzuse, so let's just refer Shamembi, the Gemara said before, oi, Tzuva Mirabonam Shunit Benach Yosa. So how can Tzuva Mirabonam make money? B'kitzuse. So the Gemara says, no, Kitzuse is one that asks, there's one that's Mata, the Malikas Chanach and Rabine. So the Gemara, Goy Delel, it look at me, Kitzusa Ravach Rabine, Vafilu Man de Shori Moide Benach Yosef, the Osa Lachalapochus Lesuba Merabonam. So Afilu, the Mekel, Mustama Rabine is the Mekel, because there's a Klal Ravach and Rabine, so Rabine is the Mekel, but he was only Mata Nachyosa Bekitzuse. But Stamazoy Amashkanta Benachyosa is also. Also Lachalapoches Letzuva Merabot. Va'ayme Rabbeinu Tam. This is Amir de Keteretz and Rabbeinu Tam. Ravine Lohoye Reitzel Bitel Hashem Vlasis Atzmai Tzuva Merabot. Amir de Keteretz. This is Avine is yep, but halten by the bite to be a tzuva merabona. Avine is the man to be neutral of Hashem. Halten by the bite. Fine. Now, so let's just understand. Now, this opened up a big can of worms already. So first of all, we had Rashi said why a tzuva merabona should not מה יצאו במרבונון שנה דיפה נחיוסו, רשי זה שצריך ליישר דרוכו, ולזכה וישר במותו לו, אין ילמדו ממנו וזלזל ביסודי. ובנחיוסו נמי לא אינך. אז רשי זה, וריזן עצו במרבונון, is because that's Roplan upon him. He is benachyosa, the devil is a Roplan upon him, will eat the very onachyosa. The Rob is a Zaribus. Ribus is Moses. But, so Memele, if the Tam is Shem Yilmedu Mimenu, so then he can say, L'rotza L'italas Hashem. Remember, Roshiv Rabbi Yankiv, Zechang L'Brach, Anuman V'Shab V'Shuv V'Drosh is, he said, we have to know what we are, but to develop people of Monsi look like the Hoyben Eden, the Main Ados, the Neitere Ados, so Memela, all our actions will make a Chilul Hashem. We have to know it's a Chilul Hashem is not totally what we really are, but what people think we are. So what's Pshat, Ravina Leilot Zalitol as Hashem? I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about. So, the Likutei Biurim, it brings down that Rabbeinu Tam did not learn like Rashi. Rashi said a multitude of reasons. Rashi said a whole bunch of reasons. Ravina held, like this, there's a Gemara in Chulin, I forgot the name of the Amori, he says, Ano Chalo Bar Chamro. My father, the day he ate flesh, he didn't eat milchiks the whole day. I wait till the next Suda, and then I hear milchiks. So what is pshat? What is pshat? This is the younger guy in the milchiks. No, pshat is, this was a murder capricious of his father, kaddish atzmocha b'mutaloch, without helping by the bay. Rav Halpin, that if you're such a Kodesh, b'chol in your necho, so this also fits into place that you eat leishiks in the morning. You don't eat milchiks the whole day. That was the Tata. The Tata was Chamra. Ano chalava, I'm not madrega of the father. This will be my flunkite. I've only milchiks. No. That's Halpin by the by. That's Halpin by the by. If you're a person that b'cholin yonecha yoyiska halten yoyekadish atzmacha b'mutalach b'cholin yonim, then if you today eat milch, you don't eat today eat flesh, you don't eat milch. That's zichred Rabbein Etam did not halt that tzuva mirabonon is shem yom medum yimenu l'zal. He's zichred didn't learn like that, Rabbein Etam. He learned kadish atzmacha b'mutalach it's for a person who when he eats leishiks in the morning, he doesn't eat milchiks the whole day, such a person should not be same kind of heter of nachyosa. But a person who eats milchiks by the next Suda, so don't be from in the Zashreklach Sharfer Vault from one of the Chassidish Rebbes. It sounds like a big misnagdish vault, but one of the Chassidish Rebbes said this vault that Spakant, the Baal Shem Tov, met Eliyahu Hanavi, and yes, Eliyahu Hanavi me emasai osima when Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come, and he said, Kasha yaputzu mai neisecha hachutzo. So the Poshit Pshat is that the Teres Achsidis will become the Sparsim, and then that's the Poshit Pshat. One of the Rebbe said, Kashe Yefutza Mayne Yisecha, Chutzra, very misnag the Shabbat. He says, when your whole Torah will be only in Chetainius, that means the Avoida of Chassidis, which was an Avoida, Rome, Amoridika Avoida, that will be forgotten about. The whole avoid of chassidus, we know hachutzah, chitzaynis dik. I look like a chassid, but it doesn't penetrate more than, it's only a superficial chassidus. Well, be up to that, then, yipol, nofol, kumsurus yisroel, that, with the, That will be the biggest yerida. Of our kaponim, so the Rabbina learned pshat, according to Ben Etam, that not all yom of the men of the zalzol, no, pshat says, a kaddish atzmuch ha-bamutoloch be-atzul me-rabona. And he held he's not in this madrega, so you don't chap on this, you don't, if you're not in this madrega, you don't do it, finish, it's not, not stamazoyit. A person who's always gehalten in all his inyanim kaddish atzmuch ha-bemutaloch, such a person does nipen nachyos. Fine. Okay. Now, that's number one. But now, let's, fine. Now let's go a little further. We have over here, Ravina, oh, fine. So, Toysis Chash, Ravina, Tzumabot, no. Okay. Now, let's go. But who was Lo Yochli? The Lo Yochli, Rapope, that we had over here, Mazutre, no, Rapope, Ravashi, Lo Yochli. Rapkane, Rapope, Ravashi, Lo Yochli, Benach Yosef. Now, let's understand what is Pshat then. Now, if we'll say, no, they were tzuvah merabonim, and you're gehalten. They were tzuvah merabonim. Right, so then there's no machlokes. So mazutzer can bring a raya to Ravina, a raya to Ravina from Stei Achuze. What's the raya? I mean, everyone agrees. A tzuvah merabonim should not eat. Not a tzuvah merabonim is permitted to eat and shouldn't make himself like a tzuvah merabonim. And he felt he's not a tzuvah merabon, and they felt they are tzuvah merabon. So shomay yisrael, it's not machlekes. So al kol choch loyte rabbeinu tam, Rav Kahane and Rav Pop and Rav Ashi held mikar adin etzor. So they're choylik on Rav. Ravina could be held, Taisus held, Ravina could be, Ravina Ochli, some Yizicha wasn't choylik on Rav. Rav said it's mutter, but Rav only said a tzuvah merabon and shenadi. So Tais, Ravina, I'm not in that madrege, I'm not a tzuvah merabona. But they that they didn't eat, and the Gemara makes a machloikis to learn now from Stei Achuze, so Al Kochoch, they held that it's also, they were chaylik on Rav before, they held Nachios is also. So Memele, so now we'll understand, the Gemara. So Memele, so Ravina, so the Mazutus says Ravina had arrived from Stei Achuze. What do you mean? Nachios is, but I'm talking about Kaddish Ad, but Nachios is an ois gehalten Shavius. You see, you pay a seller punyin for a mokim shazayrim kul sayrim. You see, that there's such a Shavius. So Memele, so it's mutter meikir adem. And they held no, it's pinyin, so it's also meikir adem. L'chayre, for this loshen of Rabbeinu Tam, we have to say this, a machloikis me'ikar adin between Ravine and Rav Kana, Rav Popa, and Rav Ashi. Now, if we say this, we have to say this, so now we're going to get into hot water a little bit. Before we hear the Mazoma Mazut Mishmeid Rav Popa, Hai Mashkante Ba'aschad Misalki, we had whole halachas on Rav Pope. We talk about a mashkanta bas for the mesalki, and Rav Pope held its mutter, and then the shaila is again. So there's different din. Before we had a Rav Pope that held its mutter, he's telling us halach. He's not talking tavayon. And here we're saying that Rav Pope holds that it's also midin. We have a problem over here. Let us address the problem. This is a problem. So, Eina from the Beide. I saw there's a Ruah, is Geirus over here, Rav Papai. Mele Shalom, I saw his Rav Papai before his Rav Pope. So, that solves all problems. But if we were, according to Argus, so we have to say that they were speaking by Asher, the Mesalki, that's Mutter, not by Nechiosa. Speaking by Kitzuse, they're speaking by Mashkanta de Sura. There's cases that Nachyosa could be is also Mashkanta de Sura's mutter. So Memela, so we have to say, they're speaking about cases where אז כדי מסלתי במשכנתא דסורה או קיצוץ לחייר one of the two. Let's go further into Isvis. בואי נמצא מוגו בספרי של רבינו תם, רפרון ומוקים רבינו בפלוקטה דקיצוץ. Now, with this we're going to emphasize the second kasha. The second kasha was the Gemara said before that they only matter b'kitzuse. The matter of nachyosa is also, as the Gemara said before, and one is Ravine. So Taisa says, you're not Geris Ravine or Geris Rav. So that takes off the second kasha. V'yesh meforshim, now, v'ahach nachyosa b'ravina haino kitzuse. Oh, now we're talking. Now we're going to solve some problems. Bahach nachyosa de Ravina haine kitzus. That means we heard before there's a svara kitzus ben nachyosa is muta. So let's review the Gemara before. The Gemara before said nachyosa is muta mi kerade. But what? But atzuba merabonam is awesome. What should Atzuba Mirbonon do? So the Gemara she have Kitzusa Benachyosa. Kitzusa Benachyosa is Mutter. And the Gemara said, but according to the Mandioma, Kitzusa Benachyosa is also, what should he do? Should he maskanta the Surah? But Al Korponim, we had before that Kitzusa Benachyosa is Mutter. Kitzusa Benachyosa is Mutter. According to Ravine. So Mamela, so now, we just went and took off a load off our shoulders. The Gemara before said, Kitzusa bin Nachyosa, and Mustam according to Rabbina, is Mutta for Atzuba Mirabona. Kitzusa bin Nachyosa. So the Ktaisvis, this Gemara, Rabbina Ocho bin Nachyosa, is speaking about Kitzusa bin Nachyosa. Kitzusa bin Nachyosa. That means there's a Mila of Kitzusa. The mile of Kitzusa was the first 5 years will be Benachyosa. The second 5 years I'm going to pay you the full value of your payers. So the whole thing will come a mecha already. The second half he's paying him full value. The first half he's paying him partial value. It looks Kitzusa is a matter already. It looks like the whole thing is a mecha. Right? So we're talking about Kitzusa Benachyosa. It's a mele, and that's mutter. Avina holds its mutter for a fatsuba merabona. But, Stami the full nachyosa's mutter. But now we're talking about a tsuba merabona. We're going back with the Gemara before. So nachyosa's mutter for Stami. A tsuba merabona shouldn't do such a thing. But what should a tsuba merabona do? Kitzusa ben nachyosa. That was the Gemara. But according to Ravache, you need mashkante, the sura. Abba. Before Ravache, Ravine, Kitzusa ben Nachyosa's mutter is gewaldig. So now with the Gemara says Yaitan Nachyosa, he means Kitzusa ben Nachyosa. Kitzusa ben Nachyosa is mutter. Mika da Omar Leel, Chome Shonim, Ochle ben Nachyosa, Mikan Veilach, Shemini Lekula Peiris. Da pligi ravache ve ravine, ve kaimel on the ravine leku. Period. Now, so fine. So now this was a rizike iluyis. We're speaking about kitzusa ben nachyos. Fine. So this is muta filo fatsuva me rabon. So now, let's go further. And what's with them? They held that they didn't eat. Ray ochli. They didn't eat. And now we're bringing a raya, now the mazutre is bringing a raya from Stei Achuze, and they hold it's no raya from Stei Achuze. That's what we're up to. So Bachsachmel, we have to say, like this. זה מרשו הסתכל של מרשו, זה מרשו ממשיך הסתכל של מרשו, ברכס מפשט מרשו את הספר. Let's just go talk about Kitzusa for 1 minute. The Gemara says, if the first year is, the first 5 years is Beloy Nachyosa, the second 5 years he pays him the whole value, that's Kitzusa, so then there's one notion that that's also. Kitzusa bin Nachyosa is Mutar. Kitzusa and Nachyosa, that's Mutar. So it seems that Mutar Vila Vatulam Ebon according to Rabin. So we have to understand, so Kitzusa bin Nachyosa, Kitzusa alone is also. Kitzusa bin Nachyosa is Mutar. So we're putting two factors, Lakulitz, Kitzusa, Nachyosa, together. That's about it. But that is only if you hold in your sod this amayla of Nachyosa. That means Nachyosa's mutter for Samayit. But Tzuvim Merabonon, Nachyosa alone is not mutter. But if we make a kugel, Kitzusa, bin Nachyosa, that's good. But that's taking, assuming that Nachyosa is a mailer, and Kitzusa is also a mailer. So put both together, that's already kosher l'mahadrim, so that's a filu for a tzume bon. They held Nachyosa is also me'ikarade. They were, again, they held Nachyosa is also me'ikarade. So you make Kitzusa with Nachyosa. Nachyosa is garnished. So it's like Kitzusa without Nachyosa. And Kitzusa without Nachyosa, they held us also. So Memele, we have to first be Mavare, is there a mile of Nachyosa? So Mazut Rebura, Araye, from Stei Achuzet, there's a mile of Nachyosa. He can't in Nachyosa alone is Mutter. So Memele, Atzul Marabona, we can make Kitzusa with Nachyosa. They held this no mail at all, but Nachyosa. They chus is pidyon, nothing. So comes out again this amachloikis beinehem. Is there a heter of Nachyosa? That means they were chaylik and rova. Rova said Nachyosa is mutter. Avine is going Nachyosa is mutter, and for tzuvim rabbonon it's kitzusa ben Nachyosa. They held Nachyosa is also. They held Nachyosa. There's no heter of Nachyosa. So meila, you can't be matter kitzusa with Nachyosa. And nearly shegam Rabbi Nechanan osoy v'kei. She posek the kaglo and kravashi. We pass on the kravashi loy ochel v'nachyosa, loy shori letzur v'merabonon elo kemashkante desure. Only mashkante desure is mutter. Kein rotzoloyme de nachyosa de hocha hoyo kitzuse, and that's also vasa, mit leshari ele kemashkante de sura. So vaistois, could be kitzusa alone is muta, for stam yid, but not for tuba merabona for sure, so he says you need mashkante de sura for tuba merabona. So vaistois, we're speaking about kitzusa ben nachyosa, and according to Ravashi, this is also because he doesn't hold a machiosa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Ravashi. Omar li sovi de mosa mechasye. Stam mashkanto shato. A stam mashkin. The malve has a schus to be in this mashkin a year, and you can't be misalikin. That's the Mordek Echidish, they're saying, Stam mashkanta shata. It means if there's no minig mevura, that's the aloha. Stam mashkin is for a year, you can't be misalikin. The main afkamine, the yocha lo shata, motzi misalikin. If he was there a year, then he can be misalikin. Fi loi, loi motzi misalikin. Yeah. The loimotzi misalikli, so Rashi's koshnose filibascha de misalki. So that means he's saying a murdik is acha filibascha de misalki, the first year is baascha de loim misalki. So the first year, all over, stammer, unless they spoke out differently, That is the minig, stamashkante, the first year you can't be misalik. Apula ba'ascha, the misalik. That's afterwards. Ba'omar Ravashi, another locha, omri li sovi the mosa mechasye, my mashkante. What is the shoyrish of the word mashkante? The shchune gabei, that I'm living there. I'm living there, but you needed this. Medina de Barmetzrem. Zot Rashi, the Shchune Gabei, Ein Shochen Koroi Mimenu. There's no greater Shochen than the Malve who is now in the Mashken. Bimbo ha-loive le-moicho, naf the loive wants to sell it, ein be-bal mitzoreo shochen toiv le-knoiso koze. There's no better shochen, there's no bigger shochen than the malve who is living now in the mashke. Dagos Oshri brings a machloikes apreiskim, if we're speaking about the ba'asche, the loimisalki, or afula ba'asche de misalki. Ba'asche de loimisalki, we can zicha understand this. That means ba'asche de misalki, I'm living here now. You can't be misalik me. Now the loiva wants to sell it for next year. Listen, this year it's loy misalki. Wants to sell it for next year. And shubik, you want to sell it, since I'm living here now, I'm the biggest shochen of the Vasisa, you should sell it to me. I'm here. I invested my things. I'm living here. So Memele, I'm the biggest shochen. In other souls, Afilu Ba'asre, the Misalki, is also called a shochen. The Gososhi being done 2 days. Oma Rove, Le Silkese, Loike Tarshi Papunoi, Loike Shitre, Mechuznoi, Loike Chakirei Nachshoi. These 3 things are us. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Ketarshe Papinoi, what does that mean? Ketarshe Derapop. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Tarshe Derapop. To Omar Lael, Rapope had a Mordeke Chesma. Rapope was a wealthy person. He had beer, very good beer. And Bimei Tishrei, the prices were cheap. And he held his beer till Nissan. He held his beer till Nissan. Nissan's prices went up. He had nothing but to worry about. He had no reason to sell it earlier. He had money. The beer won't spoil. So Mamela, his beer, he's not interested in selling it. Someone asks him a favor to sell it, and he gives some money now. No. But he's not interested in that. He's interested in putting it away for Nissan, and he'll get a good price for it in Nissan. Now, someone comes to him and he says, you know, I'd like to buy your beer. Don't have any money. I'll pay you in Nissan. So Rapope says, fine. I'll charge you the Nissan price. I mean, why should I lose? Because you can pay me in Nissan and I should give you And I have no reason to sell it now. You pay me this, so charge you the innocent price. And it's not called Tarbis, because I'm not getting anything because of you. Without you, I'll have the same thing. So the Gemara says, it's not, but it's Nasher, because why is the Loiv want to pay him the innocent price? Because he doesn't have money now to pay. So it's Nasher without Tarbis. That's the way it's also. Let's see what Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Tarshid Rapopad Omalar Shikhoi Le Posit, Lasudas Lik Bosit. Kedamorim, my chosit, Tozlus Bosit Didoch, and Alibe Didoch, you're not getting anything. Zil Bosit Didoch. Zok to Gemara weiter. Shitrei Mechuznoi, Vizokvi Lei Le Ravche, Akarne v'kosvele b'shtore miyema v'have rafche. Now let's see what this means. Zot Rashi v'zot mechuznoi b'nei mechuz. He used to do this. וזאת פי רווחה הקרמה, שקוינים פרקמטיהם מבעלי בתים, the people, the wealthy people used to purchase סחירה מבעלי בתים, ונויסלים לתגרים למחצס שחר. So now let us just see what they're doing over here. That means they bought Schoire, they were wholesalers, I guess. They bought Schoire. Let us say the Schoire was, let's say, $75, the value of the Schoire. And if you sell it now, Tagrin, you sell it to make $25 profit. So they come over to a Tagrin. I give them the Schoire. You don't have to pay me now. You sell it, and you're going to make $25 profit, so you're going to take $12.50 of the profit, and you'll give me $12.50 of the profit, which in Yesod is not a bad deal, because Mises is like, the Tagger is getting a profit of $12.50, that's why he's working. He's going to get anything. He's worked Echmanyanas. He's not doing anything. The Tagger is working, but he's working for $12.50 profit. No, give him $12.50. It's his chayres. He's giving him $12.50 for his. He's getting half the profit. He's getting half the profit. So this alone, both given, not bad. This is a kosher geschäft. Now what happened? In the story of Chuznoi, they used to write like this. Youth, they wrote in the shtar. They wrote in the shtar that I'm giving you schoire, you have to pay me back 75, you have to pay me back $87.50. Whatever, the time you have, I'm giving you schoire, you pay back $87.50. Now, you have to know that this shtar is a very dangerous shtar. What will be if they can't sell it? They can't sell it for $100. They can only sell it for $75. What tradition is paying back $87? That's ribbis. That means giving that money and they're paying me back $87. So this shtar is a ribbistic shtar. If you would say in the shtar, listen, when you sell it, if you make profit, whatever the profit will be, we'll split the profit. There won't be any profit. We won't split the profit. And that's kosher the Yosha. But they wrote in the shtar already. They looked in the cheshbon what the profit will be, and you have to pay me this and this profit. Fine. So, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Zok v'rav chakam shekayne pakmaki barabatim benoisim l'targim l'mach tzischar v'shomen kach v'kach tzischar yir ben." They shut up. How much tzischar will be already? It will be $25 profit. V'zok v'mach tzischar imakeren, and they add on already the tzischar that will be half the tzischar v'koysim b'shtar. Plainly, chayev leplainly, kach mekach lizman plain. So in the shtar it said that the tagger owed some $87. They gave him schoire that's worth $75, and but the shtar says you have to pay me back $87 lizman plainly, which is thus. Let's see the gemara. Shitchem mechuznoi, zok filei l'rafcha akamne, v'kos filei b'shtol. Miyema da'av rafcha, who says will be a revach. Omer le'mar bar ha'meimer l'ravashi, so say tov ravashi, haba'o v'tochi. My father used to write these stories also, ha'meimer used to write these stories. He also le'kamei, but if a person came then, he told my father, listen, I can only sell it for $75. Mehemenlul. So it means even though in the shtar it said he owes him $85.50, but that's in the shtar, but Lamaisa never won the $85.50, trusted him. Amalei. So Ravashi told him, If your father's alive, and even though there's such a star, but your father trusts him, so the star alone will not bring a kilkel of ribis, because the father will not be teveya with the star, and he trusts him. But what will be ishachiv if your father will die v'nofu shtore kami yasmi? The Yisraelim don't know the cheshbonus what the father had. They just have a shtar. This person owes them $87.50. They don't know the cheshbonus. My havi kishkogi sheyotze milutnei hashalit v'noch nafshi d'ameinah. He says, like, I mean, we're still alive. Ravashi told us to him, what if your father will die? That was a very, they've been on the murder, the murder can shoot the Saraj, but we do not know the Seydus Abriye, Bris Krusel is for Sayyim. A person can say something. It's a two-type grace, the grace is Achen, can make grace a kill Kulan. So Lamai said, because of what he said, I mean, Malach was one thing, but he told them, why it's no good there, for your father's good, but if your father dies, so my son Emma died. That is the Shtav Mechuzah. Chakiri Nafshoi is also was, because the Ochim Mishkin Leplanya Are Leplanya, Ohoda Chokhaminei, Malvin Hakire, the Pish Bifshas, and the Kabul Soda Mechaveri Basore Kunun Lashone, Beintasa Arbe Beintasa Maat. A Chaker is that he's going to work in Yenim's field, and there's a set amount of what he has to pay him. He has to pay him back 10 kul a year, and it's irrelevant if it came from that field. It didn't. He has to pay him 10 kul a year. Kafa Kach Kulun Lashone. So that's all commission main task, I'll be tasma. So that is a double mood. Now Hakirina Shoy Shabalabati Malvin Mois Lani Masalisai. Khoizen Bhoikrim Vrisum Lemba Kahta Kah Kurim Lushov. So the mice is like this. The Balabatim Amos Konye Malvalar Sode Knaya Nele Labailim Bateris Hakiris Nimsa Natal Ribbons Ksutse. That means, if we understood that if a malva takes a mashkin bin achyoso, so menele, so it's muta mikiradin, because maybe there won't be a rebach. But now, he went and he gave it back to the Loive, and he made the loive a choiker on the field, and the loive has to give him X amount of kurim a year. So it comes out, he's bought tuach, but he won't have any hefzit. And this is all from the halvot. And when is it his field? It looks very modern. It looks like it's the loive's field, and the loive is going to pay him for the amount of. But later they made up the head that you might see the Bakama Idni, the Adamal, the Boshu, Ochub and Achyosa. So we see it, he was eating Achyosa for 5 years, and now he's beginning yet making Yana Achoika. Hoda Chokramine, Shapidomic Teshotin Odels, the Kim the Shoik Abbey, Ochub Flashnim, Mali Ovid Boim, Mali Chokre. That means he's working on the field, he took him in Achyosa, so now, he's working on the field and he's getting rebachim from it. So what's the difference if he's chayker to someone or if he's chayker to the loiv himself? That this is different. all the time the Heter Nachyos is, because maybe you won't give any Rebochim, but over here, if you made the Leib of the Chaykem, so that suffix falls off, she's going to get a Revach Gomel, and therefore this is also.